This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, we're going to look at every angle of this historic election and what it means into the future, and how the globalists tried to buy the election and barely got the House, and historically we got a whole bunch of new seats in the Senate, but the fight is about to happen, obviously. The president literally 1 minute ago began speaking. We've got the satellite feed live right now, President Trump talking about this historic midterm election. Let's go to him.
Years, a sitting president's party has only gained a cumulative total of 8 Senate seats, averaging one per decade. So if we picked up 2, 3, or 4, that's a big percentage of that number. So in the last 80 years, you think of that, only 8 seats. In President Obama's first midterm election, he lost 6 Senate seats, including in the deep blue state of Massachusetts. Republicans captured at least 4 Senate seats held by Democrat incumbents. And these are tremendously talented, hardworking people that did this. Indiana, North Dakota, Florida, Missouri. We also won 2 open Senate seats in Tennessee. I want to congratulate our great champion who did such a great job in Tennessee, Marcia.
This is live.
And in Utah.
And we're going to air it all later.
And Arizona is looking very good. Really very good.
There's still some races open in California and Arizona.
Job. That was a tough race, and she's done a fantastic job. In each of these open seats, Democrats recruited very strong candidates with substantial fundraising and media support. We were getting bombarded with money on the other side. In the House, Republicans dramatically outperformed historical precedents and overcame a historic number of retirements. The most House Republican retirements in 88 years, 43 House Republicans retired.
Now, that was the sabotage.
That in many cases, they were chairman of committees.
A lot of them were neocons.
They weren't chairman because the Republicans have a rule for 6 years. And what that does is wonderful in one way. It lets people come through the system and become chairman. In another way, it drives people out, because when they're a chairman, they don't want to go and not be a chairman.
You can tell it's going to go on for a long time. We're going to go to break. Ted Nugent's going to respond. We come back. This is the big takeaway for me. 2 things. Allowing illegal cartel-level concerted racketeering censorship in the last year, accelerating to the election, and the House not passing voter ID, as Michael Savage said in a tweet, the rhinos blew their last chance. Because illegal aliens and folks voting the names of dead people took it over the edge, along with the censorship. And now if we don't do something about the censorship, it's going to embolden even more censorship and deplatforming and harassment that's criminal. So now if Trump and the Republicans don't act decisively, they are aiding and abetting it. Now, the president said he's about to act, and I trust the president, but I'm just saying, this is a big deal. And, you know, the fact that Ted Cruz only won by like 3 points in Texas is horrifying. Beto O'Rourke was an establishment, Hollywood-funded, globalist, anti-gun, fat cat, openly halfway funded by Soros, opening the border. So this election's a wake-up call. He held them back on many levels, gained 3 seats in the Senate. They didn't lose all these governors' races like they said they would. Every candidate establishment got behind, the Democrats lost, whether it was a beta man here in Texas or whether it was Gilligan from Gilligan's Moron Island there in Florida. I'm calling Florida Moron Island. I'm saying he's from Moron Island. I know his name's not Gilligan. I like to butcher their names because these people have been destroyed. There has been. So we're going to be breaking it all down. Motor City Madman joins us from Michigan. straight ahead, and I've got everything to lay out, so stay with us. It's the day after and looking forward, because we have the key intel.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
President Trump is speaking live in the last 6-7 minutes, detailing what happened in the election last night. It's still ongoing in three states on the West Coast in Arizona. So we'll be looking at all of that after Ted Nugent leaves us in about 20 minutes from now. I want to get his take on it because he's out there in the grassroots in Texas and Michigan and many other areas. And as he said 2 years ago, it's going to be the Rust Belt, Pennsylvania and Michigan and places like that that are going to decide the 2020 election. And boy, has he been proven right there. We'll be going over all the numbers today and so much more, but not getting voter motor passed in the House. The rhinos really, really blew it, as Michael Savage has said. And the other big one was the total censorship of conservatives, nationalist patriots, the complete deplatforming, not even letting people promote things on Facebook, you name it. That is an in-kind donation to the Democrats, and it's a major Federal Elections Commission violation. So the Republicans always sit back with the Democrats engage in corruption. And that becomes aiding and abetting. Like Beto O'Rourke got caught, the highest levels of his campaign, siphoning off money to give to the caravan. Caravans were already arriving, not just the big one. And so we have to fight the violation of free speech. We have to fight the Chinese meddling in the election, which was public. We have to have the Republicans go on the offense against the Democrats, just like the Democrats just did. But we have real meat and potatoes here. That's my view on all this. 20-something seats in the House, 3 new Senate seats. So it's a trade-off, but they're going to use those committees now, the one that Maxine Waters heads up that deals with the financing of the country, to try to sabotage. The Dems have 34 in the House and 3 in the Senate, and it's a pretty big win for them there. Some GOP are trying to spin it that, Obama lost 60-plus in the House and a whole bunch of senators. Well, yes, that's great. That's a bigger defeat. This could have been a lot worse, but the fact that Trump has had his legs cut out from under him with all the internet censorship is a big deal. Joining us is Ted Nugent to give us his aftermath take. He privately told me that he was, putting a good face on it, but he had a bad feeling. So did I. But again, I think the illegals and folks voting in dead people's names, which is confirmed everywhere in many places, pushed him over the top, plus a record spending. So, Ted, thanks for coming on with us, Mr. Nugent.
Well, thanks, Al. It's my pleasure. I'm kind of sharing a dynamic roller coaster ride of emotions here with you today, but it's a happy November 7th to everyone anyway, and I suppose we need to keep our chin up and keep our spirit positive. Today is my son Theodore Tobias Nugent's 42nd birthday, and we shared a wonderful morning in the sacred Michigan swamps together with some great, great American entrepreneurs, working hard, playing hard families during the very important deer season up here. So that's keeping my spirit buoyant and alive. But when I consider the politics of the once greatest, most productive, work ethic, pride in excellence state of Michigan turn into a toxic, embarrassing, vulgar, cultural suicide liberal hellhole like California, in 2018, and Alex, I could literally cry tears of blood to witness the once great state of Michigan literally look on the chalkboard of suicidal guarantees of California and then vote for them all. I hesitate, but am forced to admit that if Michigan can go from the number one most productive, proud state in the nation to an embarrassing suburb of Chicago, suburb of California.
I'm going to steal your thunder. So can Texas.
Thank God I'm a Texas resident. I'll be going home to Texas soon because we proved that the smokescreen and the deceit and the fake news, hate, and lies of the left that Robert O'Rourke scammed Texans with was defeated, and that a great, great constitutionalist like Ted Cruz defeated this California wannabe. That is another high for me. But I'm in the swamps of Michigan right now, Alex, and I suppose metaphorically speaking, a lot of my fellow Americans are in the swamps of Michigan right now, because when you adhere to the agenda of the left where you don't even have to be an American to vote in America, where you don't believe that America should have secure borders, where you know that gun-free zones are where the most innocent lives are slaughtered, and these freaks want more of them. This is Planet of the Cuckoo's Nest, Clockwork Orange, Twilight Zone insanity, and I don't recognize these people. I don't recognize them as thinking, conscientious, moral beings.
Well, Ted, that's my next question.
They've given up.
That's my next question, because you look at Michigan, which I've had family that lived up there in the 50s, 60s, you name it. I know all about it, vacation up there, the Great Lakes, all of it's beautiful. It was as American, red-blooded, kick-ass, John Wayne, Chuck Yeager, as Texas was, and then it got taken over, just like Vermont was, and now it is the bluest of the blue cesspool. So when I look at Michigan and how sad it is, and how it's been destroyed in many areas, still has this great beauty, a lot of great people in the country, I'm saying Texas only put amazing Ted Cruz, perfect for Texas, total constitutionalist patriot, only beating by 3 points. That, to me, is frightening, and that's why the New York Times brags. They think in the next decade, if we don't do something, we're going to go the way of California and then the way of Michigan. And so how do we reverse this nightmare? How do we get on the offense?
You know, Alex, I always have answers. If you notice that whenever you and I have a dialogue and an interview, I've always got answers, don't I?
Yes.
I mean, I'm an eternal maniacal optimist. I believe in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence. I believe in the Ten Commandments and the Golden Rule. I believe in loving your neighbor and helping your family and neighbor and being in the asset column and making sacrifices and taking risks so that you are a productive member of your community so that you can help others when they need it. And I know these people. I know they're everywhere. But guess what? We're outnumbered. The people who believe that we should turn Michigan into a San Francisco feces and needle zone outnumber conscientious, positive, constitutional free Michiganiacs. I'm helpless to describe why or how. I worked so hard for the great John James and the Bill Schuette and the Tom Leonard and the Lena Epstein. I worked so hard for these Republicans whose battle cry was the Constitution and rugged individualism and productivity and work ethic and living within your means and saving for a rainy day. And Alex, it was rejected. I am heartbroken. Alex, I'm going to admit, my name is Ted Nugent. I don't know what else to do.
Well, I'm in that position as well, but I tell you what, we need more people to do what you're doing, what I've done, what Trump is doing, is get really aggressive and not let these people push us around and understand that they're like cancer and have to be dealt with. And do outreach, try to take leftists out and deprogram them, try to take them shooting, try to take them camping. I think if you really look at the average leftist, they're super domesticated, they're scared, they don't know what's going on, and then they're controlled by a criminal elite themselves who usually don't even pay taxes, but lecture those of us that do that we're not paying enough. I really think we have to go to political war against them because we just live our lives and then come out every 2 years and vote. We're going to have to go on the offense.
Well, Alex, as I just expressed an uninhibited, honest, and genuine, sincere statement of hopelessness, let me take the next step. And I know you're ready for this. As I told my once great friend, Anthony Bourdain on his show when he asked me what was going to happen if Obama got elected again in 2012, I firmed up my grip and I said, I'm going to work harder. I'm going to try harder. I'm going to fight harder. I'm going to raise more hell. I'm going to make sure that I put more constitutional pressure on every one of my elected officials. So as I say I don't know what to do, I'm going to continue the same thing I've always done, be an American, being a patriot, being a productive American, family, conscientious.
You're absolutely right.
But I'm going to turn up the heat.
And Ted, you do know what to do. You've been leading this thing since the 1960s. That's why it's so great to have you on. One more segment as we look at the aftermath of the still ongoing election. When we come back, his new record comes out in 2 days.
Epigenetics and the Sins of the Father. GodSaidManSaid.com. U.S. colleges, new mental institutions. Close Satan's secret door. GodSaidManSaid.com. Mummies and the Sons of Ham. Alcohol and Christians. Geologists say yes to crucifixion. GodSaidManSaid.com. Which religion? Which Bible? Quantum physics to Adam's rib. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Countries. Usually people end up falling to tyranny. So it's a long way to the top if you want to keep this country free. And you know, that's why I love Ted Nugent, especially getting to meet him in person and spend some time with him a few times over the years. You can feel the energy, you can feel the spirit, and it's the spirit of America. And he talks about how he sees that around the country, and black people and Hispanics and white folks and old people, young people, people that love freedom, and they get that there is an attempt to domesticate us and control us, and that there is an attempt to conquer this country. And that's why you can hear it in his voice that he's so concerned about what happened last night, not spinning it like some Republicans, and that's okay, I get it. Okay, it's the smallest losses ever in a midterm since 1868. 2010, Obama lost 63 in the House, Clinton in 94, 52, Eisenhower in 58. Lost 48 in 74. Ford Nixon lost 48. Johnson in 66, 47. Truman in 46 lost 45. Bush, 2006, 30. Truman, 29 in 1950. Reagan, 26. Trump. So there you go. That's not a blue wave. Well, the fact is we're promoting freedom and prosperity. And just a year and a half, 2 years into Trump being in, everything's turning around. And the fact that these people reject America and the real culture of Democrats is they really hate the country. So I'll tell you what we do. We go out and really expose who the average leftist is. They're either total idiot followers, domesticated, never been out of their condo apartment, God love them, or they're a bunch of scumbag, ultra-rich, controlling people, and they have a manager class that literally hate this country. Ted Nugent, what do we do about them? You just heard that chant, no borders, no walls, no USA at all. I say, literally, you are against the country existing. That isn't free speech. Get your ass out of here. You're a damn enemy.
Well, let me see if I can take a deep breath here after getting the wind knocked out of me in the once great state of Michigan. But assuming the talking heads were right, that the number one issue for the Democrats was health care, which is liberal code to mean free health care for at least some people of their choosing, there were other Democrats who championed free college. And other Democrats championed, I guess, free everything, including my dog's kettle scooper. Have you ever noticed that it's the Democrats who want to give away free stuff to everyone who will vote for them, as if there is an endless pile of taxpayer dollars from which to plunder? Does the Democrats' free stuff mantra make you think back to when your parents told you that nothing is free? Do you wonder how and who is going to pay for all this free stuff? Should Starbucks be forced to provide a free cup of coffee every morning to those who don't have any money? How about restaurants? Should they be forced to provide free meals to anybody that doesn't want to pay? I just want to know when the Fedzilla gravy train of waste and torch tax dollars ends and personal responsibility begins. Remember that the government that is big enough to give you everything is the government that is big enough to take away everything that you have. And that's what the zombies and the brainwashed propaganda ministry left zombies don't get. So those of us that do know that rugged individualism is what is the foundation of the American dream of independence and being the best that you can be, we better raise more hell. We better get more Republicans in our families, in our workforce, in churches, and school, and the deer camp. We better start raising more hell than we have before, because we didn't degrees here. But that's not good enough for me. The biggest threat isn't that we completely lost Michigan, but that some of the solid red states like Texas were close. How can you be close to Robert O'Rourke in Texas? This is insanity. So you're right. We do know what to do, Alex. We need to raise more hell. We need to shout from the mountaintop of our everyday lives what the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, identifies and outlines, and start demanding that kind of accountability from our elected employees. And here in the state of Michigan, even though I'm not a resident, but I rock and roll here, I have businesses here, I have property here, and I hunt here, these Democrats are going to hear from the Ted Nugent family constantly, and I will wear them down before they wear me down.
And what you said is critical. The Democrats have said, get out there, bully. Don't let them eat in restaurants. Don't let them go to grocery stores. Don't let them go to gas stations. And they do it to me. When they do it, I get right back in their face. We don't want to be criminal bullies, but in our lives with leftists and globalists and minions, we need to either get them to wake up and understand what's happening, or we need to stop associating with them and not do business with them and say, listen, we're not your slaves. And if you want to have a political and economic fight, you're going to get one. This is a war. And they're organized to take us over. And you get it. I get it. They used to call us extreme. They don't anymore because they say the Republicans are radicalizing. It's because the left is radical. We were never radical. Freedom is radical compared to tyranny. But they're coming after us. We don't have a choice.
I have a message from my fellow Texans, who I love dearly. I mean, the best Texans are the best people in the world. And that goes for everybody all across this country. I got friends in Canada that are as Texans as Texans. We've talked about this every time since the first time we shared a microphone, Alex, from the first time we shared a coffee at the Nugent Ranch. The biggest curse in America today isn't the liberals. It isn't the Democrats. It's the apathy in our own camp. I guarantee that Texas is the bellwether for the liberal crusade to destroy America and turn us into Venezuela. And that Texans are so cocky, which I love, so confident, which I love, that so many of them literally will look you in the eye and go, well, ain't no Beto O'Rourke going to take over Texas. And they don't even vote. If the real hellraisers, the real independents, the real remember the Alamo Texans, if every one of them would have voted, we would have won with Ted Cruz in a landslide. But many of them took it for granted. Hell, you can't mess with Texas. They didn't even vote, Alex.
No, I agree. Listen, I can't tell you. There's a lot of great Texans, and I'm from Texas, going back to the start of Texas, and the real Texas spirit is a special Americana thing. But so many people, they just take it for granted. They're like, oh, I'll never put up with that. BS. This is a super bad wake-up call. But let me tell you, Austin, where my family's from, is literally like San Francisco, and it's now got the needles and feces downtown. And so I'm telling everybody, folks, the rest of the city's beautiful. These people are coming to conquer you. You better start getting in their damn faces.
Yeah, bottom line is if you believe enough in the American dream and that you choose your own path in life and you do the best that you can do, if you believe in that, you can't just do it unto yourself. You have to demand that from everyone around you. And when you see slovenly behavior, when you see liberal denial and fake news and the political correct scourge, when you see it, you can't just walk away and shrug your shoulders and go, oh, well, nothing I can do. Well, there is something you can do. We need to be firm and confrontational. The great H.L. Richardson out of Northern California, great senator, he wrote the book that guided the Newt Gingrichs and the Ronald Reagans. The book is titled Confrontational Politics. The only politics that matter are confrontational politics.
Ted Nugent, you are awesome. The album comes out in 2 days. The music made me do it. I'm going to be getting it at tednugent.com. God bless you. We'll keep fighting, and we'll talk to you very soon, sir.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance. endurance, energy, and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Is it a rebuke of this message? Do you think that this is more reflective of multi-ethnic and multicultural America?
That question, I can only say this. You look at the employment and unemployment numbers for African Americans, for Asian Americans, for Hispanic Americans, they're at a historic high. A poll came out recently where my numbers with Hispanics and with African Americans are the highest, the best they've ever been. That took place 2 or 3 days ago, the poll. I have the best numbers with African American and Hispanic American that I've ever had before. And you saw the same poll. So I can't say that. I can say this.
Now, again, folks, we're carrying some of the live satellite feeds, and one of those cut out. We have two other feeds. We'll go to some more of those. Or may have jumped to another channel here in just a moment. But notice that They go right to race. Right to race. Every question. Race, race. Democrats are the party of minorities. Republicans are the party of whites. That's all the Democrats say, hoping to brainwash all these immigrants coming into the country that, A, whites hate them, even though we're the biggest, richest, open country, and that they deserve free stuff. And then that's all that's asked, and that's all that the corporate media puts out. They are so desperate to do this, and they ignore all the real numbers and everything else. But this is the demographic plan. Bring in all the minorities, make them the majority, and make it an anti-white majority. This is what the old Democrat establishment is trying to do, is inflict the new populations, the minority populations, with a serious KKK chip on their shoulder. We got another satellite feed back up. Here's the president.
Care at that. So we are working many plans for health care. We're creating tremendous competition. We had Obamacare repealed and replaced. Unfortunately, one person changed his mind at the last moment, and we had no Democrat support. I have to say that. We didn't have one vote. We would have repealed it, replaced it. We would have had a large-scale, very good health care plan. Now we're doing it a different way. We're doing it a different way. But getting rid of the individual mandate is a very, very popular thing and a very important thing, and people very much appreciate it.
Think about that.
Go ahead.
Making you buy health care.
That's enough. Go ahead, please.
Thanks, sir. Two questions. One, I know you went through the results, and you obviously studied them late last night. What lesson did you learn most from looking at those results? Was there one thing, that, as you kind of reviewed them, that you'll change your strategy, not just for Congress, but kind of going forward, and then just a follow-up question.
Well, I think the results that I've learned and maybe confirm, I think people like me. I think people like the job I'm doing, frankly. Because if you look at every place I went to do a rally, I couldn't do it with everybody.
That's key.
And it was very hard to do it with people in Congress because there's just too many.
All the states.
Too many stops. But
where the Democrats bet against Trump and where he showed up to fight him, the people won.
You know?
And, who were underdogs.
And he won. He won. A very
Florida, Tennessee.
Against McGrath. I was a very, very tough race in Kentucky. And he was down quite a bit. And I went there and we had a tremendous, very successful. Some of you were at that rally.
And to fade him down for a moment, let me just back the president up. Paul Watson tweeted this. Obama lost 63 seats in the first midterm. Clinton, 52. I'm not going to go back through these numbers again. Trump, 20-something. So, of course, those are numbers as of this morning. It's been a few more now. But the point is, we're not even calling this a victory, but it's a Pyrrhic victory for the Democrats because they lost three seats in the Senate. I'm going to break that down more. Let's go back to the press conference with the president.
In 2020?
Well, I haven't asked him, but I hope so. Where are you? Mike, will you be my running mate? Stand up, Mike, please. Raise your right hand. No, I'm only kidding. Will you? Thank you. Okay, good. Yeah, the answer is yes. Okay.
Thank you, sir.
That was unexpected, but I feel very fine. Yeah, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Going back to the Russia investigation and the potential investigations from the now democratically majority in Congress, some say that you could stop all this by declassifying.
I could fire everybody right now, but I don't want to stop it because politically I don't like stopping it.
Yeah.
It's a disgrace. It should have never been started because there was no crime. It is, everybody has conflicts. They all have conflicts over there that are beyond anything that anybody's ever seen in terms of conflicts. From the fact that people ask for jobs, from the fact that they have very good friends on the other side, like really good friends like Comey, who, by the way, lied and leaked and also leaked classified information. Nothing happened there. It might, perhaps, maybe something's happening that I don't know about. I stay away from it. But you know what I do? I let it just go on. They're wasting a lot of money. But I let it go on because I don't want to do that. But you're right. I could end it right now. I could say that investigation is over. But it's really it's a disgrace, frankly. And it's an embarrassment to our country. It's an embarrassment to the people of our country.
That's saying
and it's too bad.
The election is illegitimate.
Declassification of the documents. Some say that would clear
it all
up.
We're looking at that. No, we're looking at that very seriously. Declassification, we're looking at very seriously.
Okay, can I ask one more question?
It's amazing how people on the other side just don't want those documents declassified. But, no, we're looking at that very carefully. I certainly wanted to wait till after the midterms.
Can I ask you one more question, Mr. President? Okay, thank you.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. President. You have campaigned as a pro-life president. You have defended the rights of unborn children. You now have a divided Congress. It's unlikely to pass any, to pass any pro-life bills.
Very tough issue.
How are you going to push forward your pro-life agenda?
Just going to push. I've been pushing. I've done a very good job, too. We're very happy.
He's got two Supreme Court justices in that are pro-life.
But what are you going to do?
There is great debate. What am I going to do?
And he goes to the pro-life event, something other Republicans never did.
Because it is an issue that is a very divisive, polarizing issue. But there is a solution. I think I have that solution, and nobody else does. What? We're going to be working on that. Yes, go ahead, please.
This is live coverage of the president's post-election press conference.
Mr. President, just a quick question on rural America. In states like Indiana, North Dakota, folks turned out for Republican candidates. Could you talk a little bit about what this means for your agenda in terms of trade and the Farm Bill?
The Farm Bill is working really well. I mean, we could have had it approved any time, but we're looking to get work rules approved. The farmers want it. I'd like it. The problem is the Democrats are not giving us the 10 votes that we need. Everybody wants it. The farmers want it. But the Democrats are not approving the Farm Bill with work rules. We could have it very fast without the work rules. But we want the work rules in, and the Democrats...
All right, this is a live feed. We also have it recorded. We're going to have a bunch of big tidbits for you. We're going to come back with more of this. Who could get Roger Stone during the firestorm of the post-election? And then, of course, them saying all over the news he's going to be indicted on Friday. And I'm not allowed to tell you what Roger's lawyer told him privately, but we'll see if Roger will tell you when he's here in the next hour, riding shotgun to the balance of the show. And Paul Joseph Watson hosts the fourth hour, and the War Room comes right through. And I just want to say the crew's done an amazing job. The listeners have done an amazing job. We couldn't have done this without all of you. We have a major beachhead. Trump has totally delivered on everything he could actually get done. We can pick and choose where the strong man stumbled, should have declassified the documents, should have moved ahead against big tech earlier. But I understand the way politics and things like this work. He's trying to figure it out. He has his own crew blocking him, which they brag about. So it's up to us to make a big deal out of this. But really, as we go into the shape of things to come, I'm going to be breaking that down the next hour of a battle plan that will win the future. Not just win this battle or that battle, but win the future. But we deflected the global Chi-Com, EU, Hollywood rage and defied U.S. history for the lowest amount of seats in the last 118 plus years. I haven't gone back past that. Just no one's ever won the House and Senate both back together after a midterm since the end of the Civil War. But I know for a fact that going back to the turn of the last century, 118 years, that no one has ever had losses this low. So that is a big win, but it still shows us how powerful the enemy is, that our whole economy, everything's turning around. Like you're in a room with no oxygen and somebody opens the bulkhead door and you're like, I can breathe. Now let me take you out because you saved me. And it's just like these people have no instincts. They have no spirit. They have no damn common sense. America has been taken over by globalists. Trump and InfoWars are fighting to return it. I know our audience knows that, but that's the truth. That's the message.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
The front lines of the human awakening. It's the InfoWar.
And now, Alex Jones.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Say the Joker to the thief.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. I'm here, Alex Jones. This is what I call InfoWars Live. It's listen to the satellites. This is Alex Jones Show. The David Knight Show, 8 a.m., doing an amazing job. Till I come on at 11 a.m., then you got the War Room with Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone, weekdays, 3 to 6 p.m. Very soon, I'm going to announce a few weeks after the crew's had time to rest, and we augment some folks. We're going to be doing a 7 to 10 o'clock show that we're still developing and getting ready, but we're going to launch it. So be ready for that. You know, I was sitting here during the break looking over news articles. And even Reuters admits that the stock market and the economy is going to cool with the Democrats in the House because people know traditionally they actually try to sabotage the U.S. economy in the last 30 years. They have a hard-on for the nation. They want poor constituents. They don't want jobs. They don't want factories. They want control. And with the globalists trying to move robots in to replace all humans and all the farmers, this problem is going to get worse. And then with the global social score, if you're a good little globalist and get sterilized or do the things they want you to, you get all this free stuff put on your card. And people that don't play ball, no matter how productive you are, you starve to death. Isaac Asimov wrote about this in his Foundation series and his iRobot series. And if you knew that why he won those big global science fiction awards is he was involved in a thing called predictive programming. He was actually putting out a lot of the ideas of Karl Marx in them, but putting it with some other science fiction-y kind of Fabian socialist ideas, not knocking Isaac Asimov. He was a great writer. And I don't know if he was supporting communism or Marxism, but it was certainly a system of that in the making. He talked about the public wants baubles, little digital handheld devices that could give them access to libraries and give them access to galactic systems of communication. And as long as they had that and their little hovel and their fashion and their styles, they didn't care if their kids didn't even belong to them or the state sterilized them. I mean, he wrote about stuff like that in the 50s. And then now you see that's where we are. And so, see, they know they can get us just addicted to computers, addicted to iPhones, addicted to baubles, and then really take everything we've got. And because of mass production, you can have people really working only 5-10 hours a week and being able to take care of themselves. But they don't, the globals don't want to get to that point. They want to keep you right at the subsistence level, and they'll give you the trinkets of success, but never have you become independent. So it is just another form of slavery. And it's being done towards total domestication, so there can be an orderly depopulation. And a lot of people then argue, well, hell, let's just depopulate then. There are too many dumb people, too many lazy people. But if you look at the main equation here, it basically turns almost everyone into this, including your own children. There's a societal feedback loop that if you lower the majority of the people around you to a certain level, especially by artificial environmental means, that are projected from an ambient position has to be delivered as a background deployment and not a selective deployment, it will absolutely completely take control of your progeny and your own system and will basically radiate you, if you wanted to use radiation as a mathematical example of the fact that you will not escape what you do to others. And I hope that was pretty clear. I certainly know it's clear to the establishment. So this is not a good thing that's being done, even from the perspective of the people putting it up. And there's a lot of other novel scams to this, just like Asimov told you. And then we're going to have computers and robots that work for the state. And they're going to end up having rights as well. And that really means the people that control them will have those rights and then outvote you. They won't really be sentient or alive, but under the whole trans movement, they're going to give rights to a fire hydrant if they want to. And people keep asking, how do I know this whole plan? Because I know the Fabian socialist plan. I know that they only promoted theoreticians and writers and thinkers that were taking them along the line of the world they wanted, a post-human world. Because their God is going to give them life extension and give them power, but at a certain point, they have to give their body up and be uploaded into this larger consciousness that will then move on to the next planet. You're probably saying, I read that in Childhood's End. Yes, the former head of the British Illuminati wrote Childhood's End. He also wrote 2001 Space Odyssey and that entire Luciferian trilogy. So you might want to figure out what they're planning for you and your family. Because they believe an off-world entity known as Lucifer, Isaac Asimov, and all these folks, is going to give them the blueprints on how to take over. They've just got to kill themselves and their families once they get to the point and basically put on the black Nike tennis shoes, the black outfits, drink the vodka and barbiturates, and they'll be beamed up to hail Bob. Yes. Yes. Now you know why they have subcults that learn about what Silicon Valley's really into, take it too far, actually believe that it's coming in this generation, and then decide they want on board the spacecraft immediately. But, of course, the whole thing is a giant satanic con game. So if you want to know what they're doing in Silicon Valley, they're taking LSD and mushrooms almost every day, microdosing, and believe they're in communication with demon creatures that are giving them control of the future. Of course, I told you this 20-something years ago, and now it's like shocking and cutting edge when Joe Rogan has guests on that say the exact thing or Elon Musk says it. But that's what they're doing at the CIA Research Institute there in San Francisco. has another name, but I don't think I'll give it to you today. So I learned about all this when I was a kid from folks that actually worked inside it at San Francisco in the alien contact facilities, where they take the drugs and then contact the aliens. I don't even know the aliens are real. Is this some psychological fragment or some genetic fragment in humans from somewhere in our development that we're now reconjuring? I don't know. The elite believe that they're in access with extraterrestrials, and the extraterrestrials are giving them technology to build a system to enslave humanity and then kill everybody. And they think that's a good thing. So, I don't know. You're going to see them build it. You're going to see it happen. You know, it fits right in with Revelation. Revelation, there's fallen angels that want to build a world government, a cashless society, can't buy or sell without it. If you're not good, they'll cut you off the digital system like it's now happening to me. You know, I say, you know, they're taking drugs in Silicon Valley. They believe they're going to worship Lucifer. They're merging with one world government. They want me off the air. And it's not because I'm saying a bunch of babble or a bunch of bull. I've never seen any aliens. I don't believe in aliens. They do. It's an alien UFO cult. And offshoots of them, you know, drink vodka and take painkillers and all get in their little bunk beds and you'll think they're going to Valhalla. And these globalists are just a more sophisticated version of Hell Bob. They just think they have to build the AI machine god that everyone will worship, and you must worship it, and it'll give us all the answers. But really, it then just starts killing everybody, like Revelation says. But maybe we'll all listen when two-thirds of the earth's been wiped out. We'll see. I'm just here trying to be a faithful person to the research and just tell you what the establishment actually thinks. Speaking of that, we might want to reach out to the president and say this internet deplatforming of Christians and conservatives and nationalists will then move to banking and everything else as really the mark of the beast. So we have a big letter written up specifically by myself and Roger Stone for the president. You can write your own letter and attach it to it, or just send your letter, print off a copy, send it yourself, and we're going to send every letter people sign for free on our site and pay for the postage. It's righttrump.com. That's righttrump.com. We'll put that on screen for folks. Sign your name on the letter to the president that will mail for you directly to the president at righttrump.com. President Trump must understand the importance of putting a stop to the massacreship of conservatives by big tech and initiate antitrust actions against it immediately to end this racketeering and collusion of the tech giants desperate to take back America. And you just saw if we would have had motor voter laws, if the House had passed that in the last few years, but they choked and didn't, and if we wouldn't have had massive total censorship, we would have had America total political realignment. Defeat, ladies and gentlemen, the trend that no one ever keeps the House and or Senate in the midterm after a new president is elected. But we had some of the lowest numbers ever since the Civil War of a victory for the Dems. But still, the Republicans, due to their lack of vision, gave that to the enemy. Please do not forget as well, we have a mega sale, the biggest targeted sale. The last sale was the biggest wide-ranging sale, 50% off and free shipping store-wide. We still have free shipping store-wide for a limited time and 67% off blowout sale on certain best-selling items like Silver Bullet, Colloidal Silver. It's always good to have alternatives out there for bacteria and viruses, as everyone knows. And we also have Brain Force Plus, 50% off. The Alexa Pure Amazing Water Filtration System, 49% off, unprecedented deal. And plus free shipping store-wide and a bunch of other specials. We'll be right back.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.